With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. As we've witnessed over the last few summers and again this year, there's evidence of the West Nile virus spreading. Many more outbreaks of West Nile positive mosquitoes are expected to be uncovered in the coming weeks. Terrence Stevens, an epidemiologist, says it only takes one bite from an infected mosquito to cause a severe illness.
Most people with West Nile virus infection don't develop any symptoms, but in those people who do develop symptoms, the most common are flu-like illness, such as a fever, headache, body aches, and joint pain.
And while we certainly don't want to see any human cases of West Nile virus, the virus poses the greatest threat to the health of horses in the U.S. The death rate among U.S. horses ranges from 30 to 40% for West Nile disease. Stephen says folks should take precautions to reduce the risk of a mosquito bite by eliminating potential breeding grounds around the home.
Once a week, we suggest empty, turn over, or throw out any items that might hold water, like tires, buckets, flower pots, bird baths, anything like that, because mosquitoes actually like to lay their eggs near that stagnant water.
Vaccination remains the primary method of reducing the risk of infection in horses. It involves an initial administration of two doses at the interval of 3 to 6 weeks, followed by an annual or semi-annual booster. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.